Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat. Good morning. It took 11 years before I found the love of my life. And I was 21 years old. I was ready to get married. Meron na pong mga ninong at ninang. Meron ng barong. Meron ng pangkasal. But it took 11 more years, no, for me to find my bride. Yeah. And she's worth all the wait. Amen. God is good. And I want to grow old with her. Yeah. Yung bang pagkamatanda na kami, nandun kami sa isang siguro parang swing, tapos nakaupo kami, nakaharap sa lake. Tapos siguro nagbabasa, nagkukwentuhan, magkatabi lang, ganun. Sa aming retirement. So, parang asarap nun. Parang all of us have that desire, no, to be loved and to love. No? At alam ko na that's our dream for every one of us. Parang yung matandang mag-asawa, na nakaupo sila din sa isang bench, sa harapan ng kanilang tahanan. Tang sabi nung babae sa kanyang mister, naalala ko nung bata-bata pa tayo, sabi niya ganun. Lagi mong hinahawakan ng kamay ko. Ginawa naman ng lalaki, hinawakan yung kamay at pinisil-pisil. Tapos mayaman sabi niya, naalala ko nung kabataan natin. Hinahalik-halikan mo ako sa pisngi. Ginawa naman ng mister na may edad na rin ay hinalika naman yung kanyang pisngi kahit kulukulubot na. Sabi nung babae, naalala ko rin nung bata-bata pa tayo, kinakagat-kagat mo yung tainga ko. Ginawa ng lalaki, biglang tumayo at lumakad palayo. Sabi ng babae, teka, na-offend ba kita? Bakit ka naman mag-walk out? Sabi ng mister, ay hindi ako mag-walk out. Kukunin ko lang yung ngipin ko. The search for that one true love, that will be our message for this morning. And if you have your Bibles with you, open it to Genesis chapter 29, verses 15 to 30. At atin pong tingnan ng salita ng Panginoon. I have no PowerPoint for the verses. So next time, you will be obliged to bring your own Bible para mabasa po ninyo yung mensahe sa bawat Sunday. Please stand up as we read the Word of God. Genesis chapter 29, verses 15 to 30. At ito po ang sabi ng salita ng Panginoon. Then Laban said to Jacob, because you are my kinsman or relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be? Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were weak, but Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance. Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel. Laban said, it is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to any other man. Stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife that I may go in to her, for my time is completed. So Laban gathered together all the people of the place and made the feast. But in the evening he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and he went in to her. Laban gave her his female servant Zilpah to his daughter Leah to be her servant. And in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And Jacob said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me? Laban said, it is not done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Complete the week of this one, and we will give you the other also in return for serving me another 7 years. And Jacob did so and completed her week. Then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his female servant Bilhah to his daughter Rachel to be her servant. So Jacob went into Rachel also, and he loved Rachel more than Leah, and served Laban for another 7 years. The Lord bless the reading of His Word. Manalangin po tayo, mga kapatid. Panginoon, dalangin po namin ang iyong salita ay maging makapangyarihang magpagaling ng aming mga puso, maging mabisang magbago ng aming mga buhay. At naway mamulat ang aming mga mata sa tunay na pag-ibig na Ikaw lang, O Diyos, ang siyang nagmamay-ari. Pagpalain mo kami, Panginoon, sa iyong lahat ng papuri sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, makakaupo na po tayo in the very presence of God. So we learned last week na si Jacob had an encounter with God and that somehow changed him. But not completely. No, hindi naman ibig sabihin that you have an encounter with God agad-agad. You are a changed person completely and immediately. No, so may mga sabit-sabit pa rin itong si Jacob. And sa pagkakataong ito, makikita natin how finding the love of his life, no, was unfolded. Okay. So let me share to all of us this morning in search for one true love. Now, it's true for everyone. Totoo ito sa lahat sa atin. No? First, I want to tell you about the desire that we all have. We all have this desire to be loved and to love. And secondly, we're also in for the reality of that one true love, and there will be disappointments. Okay. There will be disappointments and disillusionment. And thirdly, pag-usapan din natin the deliverance, no, after getting in touch with the realities of life. Makikita mo ngayon ang katotohanan, and you will learn to see, you know, God behind all this. So ito yung tatlong pag-uusapan natin sa umaga na ito. Let me start with the desire. The desire for that one true love. Every Disney movie, parang yan lang ang laging tema, di ba? That search, that quest for that one true love. O yung magpapawala ng sumpa, the kiss of the one true love. And in the story, chapter 29, hindi natin nabasa yon, yung verses 1 to verse 14, kung paanong naglakbay si Jacob from Beersheba to Haran, 500 miles, and then he came across the well, at doon niya nakatagpo yung mga shepherds and shepherdess, and for the first time in his life, he saw Rachel. And he was swept, no? Over heels. Parang he was really overwhelmed and struck with the appearance of Rachel. Because she's stunningly gorgeous. She's really beautiful in her face and with her figure. Yun ang description ng Bible sa kanya. At nung tinulungan niya na makainom yung kanyang mga tupa, ang agad na ginawa ni Jacob ay hinalikan si Rachel. At nung nahalikan niya si Rachel, siya yung umiyak. Umiyak sa tuwa. Because for the first time in his life, no, he found someone that he believed he can pour himself into. Someone that she can he can really cherish, he can really love, because Jacob had a lot of love in his heart that he wanted to share. Kaya nung makita niya si Rachel, sabi niya, wow, my dream girl. It was love at first sight. In verse 18, ang sabi dito, Jacob loved Rachel. He was head over heels, no, with Rachel. And he said, I will serve you 7 years, talking to Laban, yung tatay ni Rachel. I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel. Sabi kasi ni Laban, Jacob, you have been working for me for this past month. Magkamag-anak naman tayo. Di ba? Magkamag-anak naman tayo. Ano bang gusto mong sweldo? Magkano ba ang gusto mong sweldo? And for Jacob, alam niya kung anong sweldo na gusto niya. And he made the proposal na sabi niya, I will work for you for 7 years at ang sweldo ko, hindi ako susweldo every month. Okay? Bigyan mo lang ako ng pagkain, matitiran, at allowance, okay na yon. Huwag mo akong swelduhan. Pero after 7 years, ibigay mo sa akin si Rachel. Okay. Let me give you a review muna, no? Baka bago tayo mapalalim sa storya ni Jacob at ni Rachel, no? Na ang Diyos ay tinawag niya si Abraham. No? Kasi kaya niya tinawag si Abraham, gusto niyang iligtas ang mundo. At ang sabi niya kay Abraham, I will bless you and through your family, every family on the face of the earth will be blessed. I will save the world through your family. The Messiah will come from your lineage. Sa lahi mo manggagaling ang tagapagligtas, ang Messiah. Ibig sabihin nito, sa paglipat-lipat ng henerasyon, sa bawat apo, anak, apo ni Abraham, mapapadoon yung binhi ng Messiah. Dadaloy ang binhi sa bawat mapipiling apo at kaapu-apuhan hanggang ipanganak yung Messiah. And between Esau and Jacob, Jacob was chosen. Despite his moral flaws of cheating and deception, nakuha din ditong si Jacob yung birthright at saka yung blessing. Okay. So at least meron tayong background na from Abraham to Isaac and now Jacob na. Na kay Jacob na tayo. No? Doon dadaloy ang binhi o yung seed of the Messiah. And now let's go back to the story. Now how Jacob was dealing with his emptiness. How Jacob was dealing with his own personal issues, because all his life he was struggling. He was struggling for the blessing. All his life he was struggling for acceptance. All his life he was struggling and wrestling for love. Kasi hindi niya nakuha sa tatay niya yun eh. Naalala niyo ba ang paborito ng tatay niya, si Esau, hindi naman siya. So all his life there is emptiness in his heart and there's a longing for him, no, na hindi niya alam kung paano niyang pupunan ito. At nung makita niya si Rachel, ang sabi niya, I'm willing to work for Rachel for 7 years. 7 years. Nung una kasing panahon, mga kapatid, ang pag-aasawa ay merong tinatawag na dote. Naalala niyo yung dote? Or dowry? No? Ang common practice nung panahon na yon, kapag papakasalan mong isang babae, magbibigay ka ng dowry sa mga magulang, approximately 30 to 40 shekels of gold. No? 30 to 40 shekels of gold. Yan ang bayad sa bride. Okay. E si Jacob, nung panahon na yon, hindi naman siya ganun, wala siyang ganung baong pera para ipangbayad sa kanyang bride. So ang sabi niya, I will work for you for 7 years. And how much will that be? Ang sweldo ng isang pangkaraniwang manggagawa nung panahon na yon ay nasa 1.5 shekels per month. Sabi niya, ipunin na lang yung 1.5 shekels a month and in 7 years, that's equivalent to 126 shekels of gold. That will be the bridal price. Sa pagkakataong ito, mga kapatid, Jacob was not really negotiating for the price. He volunteered. Kasi times three ang ino-offer ni Jacob para kay Rachel. Hindi na siya nag-iisip. Bakit hindi siya nag-iisip? Sa sobrang pagmamahal niya kay Rachel, wala nang alintana, hindi na mahalaga kung magkano. Hindi na mahalaga kung gaano ko katagal maglilingkod, maninilbihan. Hindi na gaano ka-issue yung ganong hirap ang dadanasin ko. Makuha ko lang ang aking pinipintuho. Diba? Diba ganyan kapag nagmamahal? Tama ba? Lalanguin ko ang pinakamalalim na dagat. Aakyatin ko mga pitong kabundukan, di ba? Babagtasin ko mga dawag at mga kasukalan. Makita lamang kita. Ganyan ang ginagawa ng mga nagmamahal, di ba? Huwag lang uulan. Susungkitin pa ang mga bituin sa langit. No, di ba? Isang babae nga, sabi niya ganun, sabi mo, susungkitin mo yung mga bituin sa langit. Oo, sinaktan siya ng mister niya at nakakita nga siya ng mga bituin sa langit. You know what a man could do for love? At ang sabi sa verse 20, so Jacob served 7 years for Rachel and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. Alam mo yun, yung bang parang yung 7 taon ay parang saglit lamang dahil parang lumilipad siya. Para bang yung paa niya nakatapak sa ulap habang siya'y naglilingkod sapagkat alam niya at the end of the seventh year, he will have his true love. And on the 7th year, verse 21, then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife that I may go into her for my time is completed. Sabi ng mga Bible scholars, medyo bulgar yung pagkakasalita nitong si Jacob. Sabi niyang ganon, tapos na yung 7 years. Bigay mo na sa akin si Rachel. I want to have sex with her. That's how vulgar Jacob was. Because he was overwhelmed with the longing, not just emotionally, but sexually for Rachel. Nung panahon po nila, mga kapatid, hindi po uso yung ligawan kagaya ng panahon natin ngayon. Karanihan ay arranged marriage. At kung inayos ang marriage at ikaw ay nagtatrabaho para sa iyong bride, bihira mong makita ang iyong bride. Bihira mong makita. Kaya nga mukhang wala namang communication masyadong nangyari between Jacob and Rachel nung panahon na yon. Okay. But hindi problema yon kahit konti lang ang mga time na nagkikita sila. No, hindi mahalaga yon. Ngayon kasi talagang mayat maya, nag-uusap eh. Tama ba? Magde-date. Tapos, kalahating araw magkasama. Iahatid ng lalaki sa bahay. Pagdating sa bahay, magkukwentuhan pa. Nang another 2 hours. Then, uuwi na yung lalaki. Hindi pa magkahiwalay sa gate. Nagkukwentuhan pa sa gate. Hanggang nagpaalam na yung lalaki, umalis na yung lalaki. Pag uwi sa bahay, magme-messenger pa, mag-chat-chat pa. Hanggang madaling araw. No? Para bang alam mo, kulang na kulang ang panahon. Kulang na kulang, sabik na sabik sa isa't isa. No? That's common. Di ba? And for Jacob, yun ang ngayon, parang for his life, for the first time in his life, no, yung experience niya na all his life was falling apart. He has had his share of failures and setbacks. He has had his share of, you know, rejection and being despised. Finally, everything is doing right. Everything, no, is really, really doing well. Finally, something that is worth his life. Para pakiramdam nitong si Jacob, finally, my life will be meaningful. Finally, my life will be worthy. And parang everything will be okay. Rachel will fix my life. Rachel will solve all my problems. Rachel will fulfill the deepest longing of my heart. So Jacob was a hopeless romantic. Poor guy. He was an emotional cripple. So nag-asawa po itong si Jacob, thinking that everything will work out fine. At marami sa atin, nag-aasawa. Bakit? Yung iba nag-aasawa dahil gustong tumakas sa bahay. Gustong tumakas sa isang maproblemang bahay. Gustong iwanan ang isang pamilyang magulo. Kaya kahit sino na lang ang manligaw, sasamahan, makatakas na lang. Yung iba, ayaw ng kahirapan, kaya pag may nagnanligaw na mayaman, sasagutin agad. Yung iba nag-aasawa dahil ayaw tumandang mag-isa. No? Kaya kahit sino na lang ang dumating, papatulan. Kasi I don't want to grow old alone. Yung iba nag-aasawa para magkaroon ng US visa. Yung iba nag-aasawa, no? Dahil wala ng choice eh, buntis na. So dapat panagutan at dapat panindigan. No? Kaya kapag ganyan ang basihan ng ating pag-aasawa, no? Madalas ay nauwi yan sa, sa kaguluhan. Kaya nga, don't make puppy love the foundation of your relationship because it will end up with dogfight. Pag-infatuation ang basihan ng iyong ang inyong relasyon, talagang away ang ending niyan eh. Kaya nga may mga kantang dahil napasubo ka na, 'di ba? Na pakasal ka na dito tapos may darating ngayong iba, 'di ba? Anong nalulungkot ka, 'di ba? Ang kinakanta mo ay, 'di ba? Bakit ngayon ka lang dumating sa buhay ko? Mga ganong kanta. Kasi nga mali yung pagpili, 'di ba? O wala sa timing. O sana dalawa ang puso ko, hindi na sana nalilito. Pero yung kantang yon talagang ang dahilan nung kung bakit dalawa yung puso niya, sasakyan yung pinipili niya, hindi naman tao. Sabi ng composer, he was torn between two cars. Not really a girl. Diba? Okay, sinasabi mong, tama naman ang aming pag-ibig, kaya lang mali ang panahon. Diba? We have the right love at the wrong time. Guess I always knew inside. Diba? O kaya yung isang pangkante, yung ano nga yan? Oh, it's sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along. Gusto pang magdayo ng ano, magbumuha ng time machine. Wish I had a time machine, I could make myself come back until the day I was born. And I would live my life again to rearrange it so that I'm... Di ba? Tayo. So, kapag ka mali ang pundasyon, mali ang panahon, at wala sa Panginoon ang ating pagpili ng mapapangasawa, talagang it will be a sad, sad existence. It will be a sad, sad existence. Timothy Keller quoted the book of Ernest Becker. Ang title ng book niya is The Denial of Death. He's an atheist. Pero ang sabi niya, in the olden days, sabi niya ganun, in the olden days, people rarely marry for romantic reasons. Hindi sila nag-aasawa para ma-fulfill yung kanilang romantic inclinations, no? Kasi nga karaniwan sa mga pag-aasawa nung unang panahon, arrange. So it's the need to propagate and the need to procreate, yan ang isang dahilan. Pero ang pinakamatinding dahilan, sabi doon, is that you want to find meaning. Sometimes the very reason why you get married is you want to find meaning. You want to find the solution to your problems, no? And ultimately, you want to get rid of your faults. You want to get rid of your mistakes. You want to get rid of that feeling of nothingness and unworthiness. In short, you're looking for your redemption. It's an atheist saying, common reason why people get married is that they're longing for their redemption. They're longing for their vindication. They're longing for things to work out. Sa buong buhay niya magulo, sa buong buhay niya walang direksyon, sa buong buhay niya lagi siyang rejected, lagi siyang kawawa, lagi siyang hinahamak, lagi siyang inaapi. Pero yung ibang, the desire and the longing to have that one true love is really a desire to have your personal redemption. Kaya for Jacob, ito yung kanyang ano eh. Parang ang buhay niya wala nang saysay eh. Ang buhay niya wala nang significance, no? Ang hinahanap lang niya is that one true love. At ang kanyang desire, sinasabi sa kanyang puso, pag nakuha ko itong babae na to, itong si Rachel na to, napakaligaya ko. Kapag napangasawa ko itong babaeng ito, solved na ang lahat ng problema ko. Kapag ka nakapiling ko ang babaeng ito, burado na ang lahat ng kabiguan ko, makakalimutan ko ng lahat ng mga pagkakamali ko, buo na ang pagkatao ko. That's redemption. And Jacob wanted to find this redemption through Rachel. It's our desire, and it's also our mistake. That's why we're in for a disappointment, just like Jacob. Second point, disappointment. Disappointment. So ang plano ni Laban, nung makita niya si Jacob na masipag tong batang ito, magaling magluto, magaling sa bahay, magaling na mag-alaga ng mga tupa, pwede ko tong i-capitalize. You know? At pag tinitingnan ko itong si Jacob, laging nakatitig dun sa bunso kong anak na si Rachel. Well, I can monetize this. No? Pwede kong i-take advantage ito. Kasi nahuhumaling si Jacob sa aking anak. You know, Jacob was a con artist. But he met his match with Laban. Nakakita siya ng katapat. Di ba, mandaraya si Jacob? Nakakita siya ng katapat. Okay? At nakita niya si Jacob na very vulnerable and he was at his mercy. Kaya sabi niya, ano bang gusto mong sweldo sa pagtatrabaho mo sa akin? Sabi, Rachel. Diba? Alam mo, tuso tong si Laban eh. Hindi sumagot ng yes. Tingnan niyo yung verse. Hindi siya sumagot ng yes, I will give you Rachel. Ang sabi lang niya, abay, mabuti naman. Total, magkamag-anak tayo kaysa naman sa iba mapunta. Eh, di sa'yo na. Eh, wala siyang minimension na ang promise niya, si Rachel ang ibibigay niya kay Jacob. So, anong nangyari? 7 years, 7 taong nagtrabaho si Jacob para kay Rachel. At nung dumating na yung wedding day, no? Common po sa kanila, 7 days ang reception. No, sinong gusto magpakasal nung panahon na yon? 7 days ang reception, mag-provide ka ng breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 7 days. Iyon lang isang reception eh. No, hindi ka na magkanda o gaga eh. But ito, 7 days. And when you think about 7 days of reception and feast, bumabaha po ng alak. So, inuman dito, inuman dyan, di ba? 7 araw na nagiinuman yung mga tao at nagse-celebrate. And then, on the 7th day, tsaka palang ibibigay yung bride, giving away of the bride is after the 7th day. So, isipin nun, langung-languna sa alak yung mga tao, pati yung groom, no? At nung panahon na yon, kapag ka ibibigay sa'yo yung bride, heavily veiled. Yung mga belo po nun, hindi yung mga belo ngayon na medyo manipis, kita mo pa yung bride eh. Ang belo nung unang panahon, para pong ano eh, talagang telon. Talagang balot na balot, hindi mo makikita, no? Hindi mo makikilala yung bride. At wala ring ilaw. Kaya nung ibinigay na yung bride kay Jacob, tuwang-tuwa siya, sabi niya, Rachel! at magdamag silang magkasama. Paggising niya sa umaga, sinong katabi niya sa kama? Hindi si Rachel, kundi si Leah, yung panganay na anak. In verse 25, ang sabi dito, "What is this you have done to me, Laban? Uncle Laban, anong ginawa mo sa akin? Did I not serve you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" Laban said, "Well, it is not done in our country. Hindi namin custom yan dito to give the younger before the firstborn. Hindi namin kaugalian yan dito na inuunang pinapakasal yung bunso. Dapat mauna yung panganay." And maybe, the voice of his father, Isaac, was reverberating and echoing in his conscience. Nung tinanong niya si Laban, "Why have you deceived me?" Umaalingaw-ngaw din yung tinig ng tatay niya nung sinabihan siya ng tatay niya, "Why have you deceived me, Jacob? Why have you deceived me?" Natigilan si Jacob eh. Sabi sa kanya, "Teka muna, teka. Parang ginagawa nito sa akin yung ginawa ko sa tatay ko ah. Nung niloko ko yung tatay ko." Maybe early in the morning when he woke up and he found Leah with on his bed with him, siguro pinagalitan niya si Leah. "Bakit ikaw ang nandito? Tinawag ko yung pangalan mo kagabi, Rachel. Bakit sumagot ka na ikaw yun?" Siguro, ang sagot ni Leah ay, "Di ba nung tinawag ka din ng tatay mo na Iso, sumagot ka rin?" "Hinawakan kita eh. Sa dilim eh." Siguro, bagamat mas maganda si Rachel kesa kay Leah, yung shape ng katawan nila, siguro halos pareho kasi magkapatid eh. "Ay, hinawakan kita eh. Hindi ka man lang umimik." Siguro sabi rin ni Leah, "Di ba hinawakan ka din ng tatay mo? At akala ikaw si Iso, hindi ka rin umimik." So lahat ng ginawa ni Jacob ay bumalik sa kanya. You know, a dose of his own medicine. That's why I'm telling you, God is a forgiving God. God can cleanse you from all your sins and unrighteousness and mistakes. But you cannot do away with the consequences of your decisions. You're free to make your choices, but you're not free to decide for the consequences. Your sin will find you out. Your sin will catch up on you. Kagaya ng nangyari dito. No? And look, Jacob was most miserable with this experience, no? Now, alam na ni Jacob how it feels to be exploited, how it feels to be used, to be lied to be deceived. Now, tinitingnan natin tong si Jacob. Parang we feel for him na naloko siya, no? Pero what about Leah? Kasi iniisip lang natin yung kapakanan ni Jacob. Eh, paano naman si Leah? Imagine mo naman yung kapakanan ni Leah. Hindi siya maganda na kagaya ni Rachel. Ang description nga doon, she had weak eyes. Or, sabi ng ibang version, duling daw si Rachel, si Leah. Or medyo nakaluwa ang mata. No, hindi siya kasing ganda ni Rachel. Kumbaga, siya yung ate na hindi napapansin. Nai-ignore lagi. Kapag may mga events sila, ang laging napapansin yung the bright-eyed Rachel. The beautiful, fair Rachel. No, ang tinatanong ng mga tao about Rachel, "Leah, Sino ba yan? Di na nila pinag-uusapan si Leah. Kasi nga, she's the girl nobody wanted. And for her father to get rid of her somehow, he will unload the unwanted ugly duckling of the family to be given away. Alam mo yon, give away lang. Look at how Leah, you know, suffered in this story. Napakasaklap nung kanyang karanasan. Sa totoo lang, she's rejected, she's despised, she's loveless. Kung tutusin, mga kapatid, ang totoong soulmate ni Jacob ay si Leah. Because both of them have had this experience of being rejected, of being alone, of being unwanted. Kaya po kapag ka ang ating fulfillment ay inasa mo lang sa mga relationships natin dito sa mundo, your life will be miserable. You're sure in for a great disappointment. Jonathan Edwards, in the 19th century, no? Siya po'y talagang nagbigay ng statement sa kanyang book about love relationships. Sabi niya ganito, sabi ni Jonathan Edwards, you know, with love, your life will be miserable. Well, sabi niya ganun, let me put it first. Without love, your life will be most miserable. Kung wala kang love, kung wala kang love life, your life will be most miserable. Kung wala kang love life. Kung may love life ka, your life will be miserable. Less nga lang. Pero miserable pa rin. Bakit miserable pa rin ang buhay mo kahit may love life ka? And he mentioned 5 things. Okay? Number 1, sabi niya ganun. Because we all wanted to be loved as we are. And the people that we love normally don't love us for who we are. Diba? Lahat tayo gusto nating minamahal tayo kung sino tayo. Pero madalas hindi tayo minamahal kung sino tayo. Madalas minamahal tayo kasi may pera tayo, maganda tayo, maayos ang buhay, may maibibigay ka kaya ka minamahal. Hindi dahil kung sino ka. Secondly, no? We want to express this love completely. And most of the time, we cannot do it. Hindi mo maipahayag ng buong-buo yung pagmamahal mo. Either sa merong rejection na nangyayari, or merong kang inhibition, so you cannot express your love completely. Thirdly, no? We want our love to be mutual. We want to love mutually. But most often than not, the love that we give is not reciprocated equally. Madalas yung pagmamahal na binibigay mo, hindi ka nasusuklian ng inaasahan mo. Parang laging may kulang, no? Parang iniisip mo ito yung dapat para sa akin, pero ba't hindi niya binibigay? So hindi mutual, hindi reciprocated, and that can be really frustrating. Fourthly, no? We want our beloved to be happy. At maraming pagkakataon, kahit ibinigay mo na, hindi pa rin siya masaya. Kahit pinagbigyan mo na, kahit inayos mo na ang lahat, hindi pa rin siya masaya. And that can be disappointing. At panghuli, we never want to say goodbye. Ayaw nating ng separation, ayaw nating naghihiwalay, ayaw nating mawalay sa atin yung ating mahal sa buhay. Tama? But in real life, there will always be goodbyes. There will always be goodbyes. We don't live for all eternity. We don't live forever on this planet. We all die. Okay, eventually and ultimately, we will say goodbye. Kaya look at this. Talagang kung ikaw lang ibubuhos mong buong-buo ang buhay mo para sa isang relationship, para sa isang love life, umasa ka na that there will be disappointment. Umasa ka na that there will be discouragement. Umasa ka na may mga setbacks. Huwag mong ibuhos lahat to the point na parang wala nang matitira sa'yo na kapag ka nawala siya, talagang guguho ang mundo mo. That's the weakness of human love. That's the limitation of earthly relationships. But the Lord saw Leah in her rejected condition. In verse 31, sabi dito, when the Lord saw that Leah was hated and loved, He opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Binless ng Lord si Leah. Kasi wala naman siyang kasalanan dito, di ba? Anong kasalanan niya? Kasalanan ba maging pangit? Sabi ng isang Bible scholar, mukha daw nagsinungaling din si Laban kay Leah. Na habang nagtatrabaho si Jacob, ang sinabi ni Laban kay Leah, nagtatrabaho si Jacob para sa iyo. So, tuwan-tuwa si Leah na alam niya, mahal na mahal siya ni Jacob. Only to find out, pagdating dun sa dulo, si Rachel pala ang gusto ni Jacob, hindi pala siya. So, that was really devastating, di ba? So, all the time that Jacob was there, Leah's eyes were on her or on him. Talagang nahulog ang puso ni Leah para kay Jacob. Mahal na mahal niya si Jacob, kahit hindi siya mahal na mahal nito. Kaya ginawa ng Diyos, dahil nga hindi siya minamahal ni Jacob, no, ay binigyan siya ng anak. Okay. Ang unang anak niya, verse 32. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Reuben. Can you say Reuben? Ang ibig daw sabihin ng Reuben ay, because the Lord has looked upon my affliction, for now my husband will love me. The Lord saw. That's the meaning of the word Reuben. That's the meaning of the name Reuben. The Lord saw. Behold. Nakita ng Diyos. No? Parang sinasabi ni Leah ganito, finally, the Lord saw me. And because the Lord saw my affliction, I will no longer be invisible to my husband. My husband will also look at me. My husband will also see me. I will no longer be invisible. And then, second son. Nagkaroon siya ng pangalawang son. She conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard that I am hated, He has given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. Can you say Simeon? Ang ibig naman sabihin ng Simeon is, the Lord has heard me. Kanina, Reuben, the Lord saw me. Ngayon, the Lord heard me. And because the Lord heard me, my husband will also hear me now. My husband will listen to me. My husband doesn't listen to me. But from this time forth, my husband will listen to me. That's her faith. And then, sabi sa verse 34, and again she conceived and bore a son and said, now this time my husband will be attached to me because I have borne him three sons. Tatlo na ang anak ko, kaya ngayon wala nang takas ang aking asawa, talagang mapapalapit na siya sa akin. He will be attached to me. Look at this. Look at this woman, no? Her identity is tied up to her husband. Ang bawat pangalan ng kanyang anak, oo, nahandun ang pangalan ng Diyos. Nahandun ang pangalan ni Yahweh, L-O-R-D, all capital, Yahweh. Pero lahat yun may kinalaman sa husband niya. Laging may reference doon sa husband niya. Why? Because yung identity niya ng bilang babae ay wala sa kanyang relasyon sa Diyos, kundi ang identity niya ay nandun sa kanyang asawa. At nung pinanganak si Ruben, ang lagi may reference doon sa husband, my husband will see me, my husband will behold me. Nung pinanganak si Simeon, my husband will hear me. Nung pinanganak si Levi, my husband will be attached to me. It's all about her husband. Umikot na ang mundo ni Leah sa kanyang asawa. Wala na siyang ibang nakikita kundi yung asawa niya. Ang buong buhay niya, umiikot na lang doon sa kanyang husband. Mahal niya si Jacob. At ang longing niya, magising sa katotohanan si Jacob na sana mahalin din ako ng asawa ko. Yun ang desire niya. Sana naman pansinin din ako ng asawa ko. Sana naman mahalin din ako ng asawa ko. Sana naman ganito. Kaya lang, yung lalaking pinakamamahal niya ay nasa kandungan ng kanyang kakumpetensyang kapatid. At alam niya na mas mahal ni Jacob yung kanyang kapatid na si Rachel. Kasi ano ba naman ang panama doon sa kapatid niya? E prom queen yun. Laging kasali sa beauty contest. Ang daming manliligaw. Ano naman ang laban niya doon sa kapatid niya? Diba? At hindi lang yun, mahal na mahal ni Jacob. So mga kapatid, kapag ang buhay natin ay pinaikot natin sa iisang tao, there will be disillusionment. Because people cannot love us the way we want them to. People cannot reciprocate the love that you have in your heart. And I know bawat isa sa inyo, you have so much love to give. You have so much love to give. Kaya lang madalas nabibigay sa maling tao. Madalas na iuukol mo sa maling panahon. Yung pag-ibig na yan ay nandyan, ano? And you're longing that's kailan kaya darating ang pagkakataon that I will find my one true love so that my life will be fulfilled, my life will be complete, my life will be whole. We're all messed up. Ito pong binabasa natin, inaaral natin na kwento ay kaya lang baka minsan offended kayo sa Bible kasi we're talking about polygamy. We're talking about buying a bride. Bible talking about slavery. Ibig sabihin, kinokondone ba ng Diyos yung dalawa asawa? Kinokonsinti ba ng Diyos yun? Na binibili yung babae? Dala-dalawa pa? No? Siguro po, maunawaan nyo lang na sa Bible, meron dalawang bagay. Isang descriptive at isang prescriptive. Normally, kagaya ng mga storyang ito, ang tawag dito descriptive. Dinidescribe lang kung anong nangyari nung panahon na yon, batay sa kulturang kanilang ginagalawan nung panahon na yon. And it's common for them to have wives. Pero hindi ibig sabihin yun, prescriptive yon. Di ba? Pagka sinamang prescriptive, prescription ng doktor. Ina-advise ng doktor o itong pinagagawa ng doktor sa'yo. Prescriptive yon. So, hindi ibig sabihin na nakita natin dito, dalawa asawa ni Jacob, si David ay ilan ba ang asawa ni David? Mahigit 10 yata. Si Solomon ay 300 ang asawa, 700 ang concubine. So, ibig ba sabihin nun, okay lang yon? It's not prescriptive, it is descriptive. Dinidescribe ko ano nag-transpire nung panahon na iyon. So, kita natin dito lang na talagang ang buhay ng mga tao ay we're all messed up, no? We don't live ideal lives. Kapag pinag-usapan natin ng virtues, lalo nung unang panahon, We want to look at a face of someone that we can hail as a hero. At sabihin natin, itong mama na to, itong babae na to, talagang kahanga-hanga siya, hero siya kasi may mga virtues siya na magaganda na pwede nating tularan. Di ba? Kapag ka nag-isip ka ng mga virtues, you look at, you know, heroes of... Every nation has some heroes, no? But the Bible is different. We cannot find heroes. Masasayang bang heroes, Jacob? No. Hero ba si Abraham? No. Isaac? Hindi rin. Wala akong makikita dito na heroes na kagaya ng gusto makita ng mundo na talagang mga bayani at mga superheroes, no? Ang mga taong makikita mo sa Biblia ay mga taong may mga sablay, may mga taong may kahinaan, may mga taong may mapait na nakaraan, may mga lihim, mga itinatago. Sabi nun, kagaya mo at kagaya ko, kagaya natin ang mga nasa Biblia. Yung nakita ni Jacob ng ladder, no, hindi ibig sabihin ng bawat baitang nun ay mga virtues na dapat mong tuntungan para makarating ka sa langit, no? Kasi walang virtue na enough for us to be brought to heaven. Sabi nga ni Tim Keller, the moral of the story is this, morals cannot let you into God's story. Morality alone will not get you to heaven. Just want to make things clear for us sa pag-aaral natin itong yugto na ito, no, sa buhay ni Jacob. Now, let's look at the third point, which is deliverance. Can you say deliverance? Punta tayo sa deliverance, no? Okay. Ano nga yung una? Desire. Pangalawa? Disappointment. Pangatlo is deliverance. So, si Leah, punta muna natin si Leah, she tried to find meaning and find worth from her husband. She drew her identity from her husband. Nung hindi niya makita yung identity niya sa husband niya, she shifted her identity to her children. Eh, hindi ako minamahal ng husband ko, di anak ko na lang ang mahalin ko. Diba? Hindi ako minamahal, di ako pinapansin, di mga anak ko na lang ang alagaan ko. So she tried finding her identity by being a mother. And still, there was emptiness and there was worthlessness, no? Para bang ginamit lang yung mga bata, para lang punan din yung kakulangan sa kanyang puso at sa kanyang buhay. Ganun din eh, di ba? Pagka talaga mayroong nothingness, may emptiness sa puso mo, hindi kaya ibigay ng asawa mo eh. Pag hindi naman na ibigay ng asawa mo, hahanapin mo sa anak mo. Pipilitin mo naman yung anak mo, eh, hindi rin sapat. Kaya kahit yung anak mo, hindi rin maibigay yung hinahanap mo. Pagka hanap ka ng hanap, talagang napakalalim, walang pwedeng magpuno niyan. Walang pwedeng magpuno niyan. No? Pero finally, in verse 35, something happened. In verse 35. Look at your Bibles in verse 35. Something happened in verse 35. Sabi dito, and she conceived again and bore a son, the fourth one. This time, I will praise the Lord. Yun ang sabi niya. This time, I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. Can you say Judah? Ang ibig sabihin ng Judah ay praise. Hallelujah. This time, I will praise the Lord. And she stopped bearing children. Nung pinanganak yung pang-apat niyang anak, nagkaroon ng breakthrough kay Leah. Bakit nagkaroon ng breakthrough kay Leah? Kasi finally, she realized that her fulfillment and her satisfaction and her identity is founded on God. Not on her husband, not on her children. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. She understood, she realized, she found the reality, the truth that her identity cannot be tied up to her husband anymore. It's not tied up to her children anymore. Her identity is on the Lord. Amen. Sabi niya, I will praise the Lord. Wala na siyang binanggit na tungkol sa asawa niya. Napansin niyo ba yun? Verse 35. Wala na siyang minention about my husband will be like this, my husband will be like that. Wala na eh. Si Lord ay sapat na sa kanya. Wala nang reference sa asawa, wala nang reference sa anak. It's all about the Lord. And that's the time that she had the breakthrough. When she realized that God loved her for who she is. And that's more than enough. Leah stopped making her husband responsible for making her happy. When will you stop making someone responsible for your happiness? When will you stop making your husband responsible for your happiness? When will you stop making your wife responsible for your happiness? When will you stop making your children responsible for your happiness? When will you stop making anyone responsible for your happiness? Happiness is of the Lord. Don't look for happiness elsewhere. Don't look for joy and fulfillment elsewhere. Because only God can fulfill your deepest yearnings and your deepest longings. Only Jesus. And in verse 35, it says there, she stopped bearing children. Anong ibig sabihin nung she ceased bearing children? Huminto na siya sa panganganak. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Hindi niya na kailangan manganak pa uli para lang magkaroon ng boost ang kanyang moral. Hindi niya na kailangan manganak uli para mabuo ang kanyang pagkatao, para mahumaling sa kanyang mister niya. Hindi na kailangan. Bakit? Natagpuan niya na ang Panginoon. And that ended her quest for her one true love. Ang tunay palang nagmamahal ay walang iba kundi ang Panginoon. Amen? And now she's liberated from her husband. She's liberated from her children. She's no longer a slave. She's a free woman. Why? Because her disappointments, he brought to God. Her deepest adoration, he brought to God. Leah is the girl nobody wanted. She's the girl nobody wanted. Walang may gustong manligaw. Walang may gustong maging kaibigan. Siya si Leah. Buong buhay niya, ang daming kulang, ang daming pangangailangan, ang daming wala. Ang dami niyang hinahanap. Pero walang makapuno ng kanyang puso. Hanggang sa makilala niya ang Panginoon sa kanyang buhay. In Genesis chapter 49 verse 10. Genesis 49 verse 10. Ilang chapters lang from chapter 29. When you look at 49 verse 10, ang sabi dito, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Sino si Judah? Yung pang-apat niyang anak. Ano yung scepter? Cetro. Ibig sabihin, from the 12 sons of Jacob, si Judah yung napili na padaluyan ng binhi ng tagapagligtas. So the unwanted mother, the unwanted bride, became the mother of Jesus. Amen? Hindi si Rachel. Si Rachel, yung beauty queen. Si Rachel, yung andaming suitors. Si Rachel, yung laging bida. Hindi sa kanya dumaan yung binhi ng tagapagligtas. Nung nakita ng Diyos na hindi minamahal si Leah, minahal ng Diyos si Leah. Oy, He loved her. He loved her. Because God is the great bridegroom. Amen? God, He is the great lover. Jacob was not loved as well. Leah was not loved. But both of them, the two of them, both unwanted, both loved less, both nobody wanted, both of them, they brought salvation to the world. Amen. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. There is something, you know, in the rejection. There is something in when people despise you, when you are rejected. When you bring that rejection to the Lord, something good will come out of it. And mind you, Jesus was rejected as well. Hindi lang naman ikaw ang rejected. Ang Panginoong Jesus was rejected as well. Nasa tiyan pa lang siya ng nanay niyang si Maria, rejected na siya ni Joseph. Ano sabi ni Joseph? Hindi ko anak yan, ha? Hindi ko anak yan. Nung lumalaki si Jesus, no? Bago mag 2 years old, he was rejected in Bethlehem. Walang matitiran sa Bethlehem. At nung bago mag 2 years old, pinapatay pa ni Herodes ang lahat ng mga 2 years old and below. Lumalaki si Jesus, you know, people around him rejected him. His best friend rejected him, Judas. Peter denied him. All the rest left him, abandoned him. He was rejected by Pilate. He was rejected by his own people. And on the cross, ultimately, he was rejected by his own father. And in his rejection, he sustained a marred face. Alam mo yung mukha niya, wala ka nang makikita. Sabi nga, people were appalled, nagitla ang mga tao nung nakita yung mukha ni Jesus kasi hindi mo na makilala. And he died of a broken heart because the whole world rejected Jesus. Pero yung rejection na yun ni Jesus, yun ang naging daan para ikaw at ako'y maligtas. Yun ang naging daan, yung rejection na yun. Kaya huwag mong sayangin ang mga rejection ng iyong buhay. Amen? Ilagay mo sa kamay ng Diyos, ilagay mo sa palad ng Diyos ang lahat ng mga pagtanggi, ang lahat ng mga pagtalikod, ang lahat ng pangiiwan sa'yo, ang lahat ng mga pagkalimot, ang lahat ng mga pagwalang bahala sa'yo, ilagay mo lahat yan sa palad ng Diyos. And God can make something beautiful out of it. If you feel weak, if you feel ugly, if you feel unhappily married, if you feel unworthy, if you feel unloved, if you feel loveless, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He will not despise you. He will accept you for who you are. Amen. Amen. Pwede mong palakpakan natin minsan pa ang Panginoon. Somewhere in Africa, meron pong tribo doon na merong isang pamilya, isang lalaki, may dalawang anak. Dalawang dalaga. Yung pong panganay ay kagaya ni Leah, hindi masyadong maganda. Yung bunso ay napakaganda, pang Miss Universe. Isang araw ay may kumatok sa kanilang tahanan. At nagulat yung tatay sapagkat ang kumatok sa bahay nila is the most eligible bachelor in town. Mayaman. No? At ang sabi ng lalaki doon sa tatay, maaari ko pa bang ligawan ang inyong anak? Ang sabi nung tatay, tatanungin ko muna yung bunso ko kung papayag siyang ligawan mo siya. Sabi ng lalaki, ay hindi po, hindi ako interesado doon sa bunso. Yung bunso yung mas maganda. Ang gusto ko yung panganay. Ah, ganun ba? Hindi ko natatanungin. Pwede mo nang ligawan. Kasi gusto na ipamigay eh. Panganay, gusto na ipamigay. Sabi ng tatay, eh, magkano naman ang dote, dowry, na ibibigay mo para sa aking panganay na anak? Sa lugar nila, kapag ka po yung manliligaw, no, at nagbibigay ng dote, mga isang baka ay kalakaran. Isang baka ang kapalit ng isang dalaga. Pag maganda yung babae, tatlong baka. Tatlong baka ang kapalit. Sabi nung tatay, ilang baka ba ang katapat ng aking anak? Sabi niya, eh, walong baka. Oh, agulat siya, walong baka. Sabi niya, sige. Binigay yung panganay ng anak. At inilayo yung babae, sila'y nagsama. Ilang taon ang lumipas, nagkaroon ng parada ng mga magagandang babae sa kanilang village. At mga nakasagala yung iba, mga nakagown, gaganda. No? Mga babae na naglalakad, pinaparada. Ang mga magagandang babae pa ay nakasakay sa kabayo yung iba. Yung mas maganda, nakasakay sa kamelyo. Pero yung pinakamaganda sa lahat ay nakasakay sa elepante. No? At nagulat silang lahat nung kilalanin, sino yung napakagandang babae na yon na nakasakay sa elepante? Nung bumaba yung babae, nakilala nila, ayun yung babaeng panganay na anak ni Mang ganito. No? Hindi naman kagandahan yan dati, ba't gumanda ng ganyan? Di ba? Hindi naman ganong kagandahan yan eh. Pero bakit ngayon, she's stunning, she's gorgeous. Anong sikreto? Tinanong nila yung lalaki. Ano bang sikreto mo at napaganda mo yung babae na yan? No? Ano bang sikreto mo? Kasi dati hindi naman yan ganyan kaganda. Hindi ganyan ka postura, hindi ganyan ka gilas. No? Ngayon, parang napaka-confident. Sabi niya, dalawang bagay. Sabi niya ganun. Una, nung hiningi ko ang kanyang kamay sa kanyang tatay, pinaniwala ko siya na ang kanyang halaga ay hindi isang baka, hindi tatlong baka, kundi walong baka. At pagkatapos noon, nung inuwi ko siya sa aming lugar, araw-araw, pinagsisilbihan ko siya at itinatrato ko siya na ang kanyang halaga ay walong baka. And she believed that she's worth 8 cows. And that sank in, she internalized it, and that came out. Mga mister na nandito, ilang baka ang katapat ng misis mo? Ilan? Pastor, 2 manok. Ganun ba? O 1 kambing. Eh, pinag-uusapan natin, baka. Minsan nagsalita ako, sabi niya, Pastor, 12! Talaga? 12 corned beef. Pag tumitingin ng Panginoon sa inyong pamilya, halimbawa, pumasok ang Panginoon sa pintuan ng inyong bahay at hinahanap kung sino yung mamahalin niya ng lubos. Ikaw kaya yung pipiliin? Siguro sa loob-loob mo, baka hindi. Pero sa kasaysayan, pagpasok ng Panginoon sa isang tahanan, ang pinipili niya yung walang pumapansin. Ang pinipili niya yung nobody. Ang pinipili niya yung sampid, yung latak. Yung pinaka-problematic. Madalas yun ang pinipili niya. At alam mo, ang pinambabayan niya para makuha niya yung matubos niya. Hindi walong baka. Ang pinantutubos niya sa pinaka-problematic doon sa loob ng bahay, na walang pumipili at walang may gusto, walang iba kundi yung dugo niya mismo. It's not the blood of cow, it's not the blood of lamb, it's the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's how valuable you are. That's how important you are. Ang katapat mo, hindi walong baka. Ang katapat mo, ang dugo ng Mesiyas, ang tagapagligtas na si Jesus. Tayo po yung muko at manalangin, mga kapatid. Lord, we all want redemption. Looking at our lives, most of us have messed it up. Most of us have made wrong turns and wrong decisions in life. Most of us, Lord God, feel empty. We feel nothing, worthless, unloved. And we want redemption. Forgive us, Lord, because most often than not, we want to find our redemption through our one true love. We're longing for someone to come our way to redeem us from our mistakes. At madalas ang hinahanap namin, tao. Madalas ang hinahanap namin, someone special. Someone who will love us. Someone who will care for us. Someone who will grow old with us. Sometimes, yun ang doon nakapupo-focus ang aming mga mata, Lord. Not realizing that there is someone. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The God of the universe. Who gave Himself up for us on the cross to show us love. Nawa, Panginoon, huwag na kaming maghanap pa kung saan-saan. Huwag na kaming maglakbay pa ng pagkalayo-layo. Huwag na kaming magtangka ng kung ano-ano pang mga bagay, Panginoon. At sana ngayong araw na to, matapos ang aming paghahanap dahil masusumpungan namin sa iyo ang tunay na pag-ibig. You're the greatest lover. You are our one true love, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. If you want, kapatid, to have the Lord as your one true love, to fill you up, to complete you, to redeem you, pwede bang taas mo ngayong kamay? Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid.